Well, an accused robber in Nebraska facing charges after he got caught returning to the scene of the crime. He robbed a convenience store in Omaha last Thursday in the overnight hours, got away with it, got away with some money, but then went back later in the day to buy something and was recognized by a worker there. Didn't take much for police to track him down.
Oh, I always love it when they're just so dumb.
It's so easy, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, Santa Claus, he's coming to town, and he's an enduring figure. He's based partly in folklore, legend, and history. His legend, it's partially rooted in the original Saint Nick, who was Saint Nicholas of Myra. And, you know, the name Santa Claus likely comes from the Dutch name of Saint Nicholas, which is Sinterklaas. And Sinterklaas is usually depicted, you know, with his long white beard and red vestments. Santa Claus began to appear in poetry, including the famous The Night Before Christmas, and eventually he is now a familiar image, including a red winter coat and trousers with a white collar and cuffs and a black leather belt and boots.
We'll look for him in the sky tomorrow already. Wow. An Ohio family looking forward to Christmas with everyone this year, especially Penny. Penny the dog, missing for a year now, finally turned up last week in Virginia. This family's in Ohio, 500 miles away from the yard she escaped. Penny the dog was located in an abandoned Richmond, Virginia hotel room. No idea on how she got there, who had her, but the McGregor family happy to be traveling down to Virginia and picking up their long-lost dog, Penny.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
Top five movies at the box office this past weekend. Saving Mr. Banks, starring Tom Hanks, came in at number five, brought in $9.3 million. The Disney animated feature Frozen came in at number four with $19 million. The new movie, widespread released, American Hustle, came in at number three with $19 million. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, at number two, made $26.7 million. And the number one movie at the box office, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, brought in $31.4 million.
Well, 'tis the season to be jolly, but there's a number of things that can zap the joy right out of Christmas for many people. Crowds and long lines.
Yep.
That's the biggest holiday headache. 60% of people saying, yeah, crowds and long lines just take them right out of the holiday spirit. Nearly 55% say they're also aggravated by all the traffic, and 48% don't like the aggressive or thoughtless drivers in the parking lots of those busy stores. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. Holiday tasting today from 3 to 6 right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.